Stay up to date on the green and gold all season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee. Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
Adam Schefter teased some big breaking news. Adam, you've told us about it. What do we got?
Adam's on the phone.
Adam, yeah, we have some more news.
Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
The Bears look dead. The Vikings look dead. And so the division comes down to Detroit and Green Bay.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is presented by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Also sponsored by Island Resort and Casino.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. If you're looking for top-notch orthopedic care, OAW's team of doctors has been nominated for Milwaukee Magazine's Top Doctors. From sports injuries to joint replacements, their doctors are dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care. You can experience the OAW difference at Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. Their website is orthowisconsin.com. They do, in fact, bring us Adam Schefter each and every week. We're taking him on Thursday, since yesterday it was the Homer and Chewy hour. How are you doing today, Adam?
Well, Jen, how was your trip to New York?
It was wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, did you win an Emmy or not win an Emmy?
I did. We did win an Emmy. Yes, we won for College Game Day.
Congratulations.
Best studio show. You know the answer to that. Adam, are you just, you're just setting me up here, huh?
Congratulate. You know what? It must be nice to win an Emmy. I wonder what it would be like to be nominated for an Emmy.
So here's the thing. I was talking about this with my good girlfriend, a friend of yours as well, Diana Rossini. There's not a category for what you do. There's not a category of like insider, NFL insider or best insider, where you and Woj and Shams and Diana would all be kind of in that mix. Similarly,
how about just reporter?
Yes.
Reporter.
Yes. And I think that the only category for reporter is sideline reporter. So that is what Holly Rowe was in. Tracy Wolfson was in. Tom Rinaldi was in. And Tracy Wolfson ended up winning that one. Aaron Andrews was nominated in that category. But it is very specific sideline reporter. We were having a conversation saying they need to expand the categories. As media continues to evolve, there's a whole bunch of people who are kind of being left in the lurch.
Well, you're not going to get an argument there for me, and I've never been nominated for an Emmy. So again, the fact that you won one, congratulations, it's outstanding. I'd love to be nominated one day. In fact, the ironic part is that I was notified that my daughter, Dylan, who did some work for Nickelodeon the last 3 years, she was submitted to be nominated into the Young Emerging Talent category, an award that Noah Eagle fittingly and deservingly won the other night. And I was really rooting for Dylan, my daughter, to be nominated, to get the nomination, be one of the five nominees. Not that I ever expected her to win it, I didn't, but I would have loved for her to be the first person from our family to be nominated for an Emmy after I've spent 35 years in this business.
That really would be incredible if Dylan won an Emmy before you did.
nominated.
Would
well,
really
maybe
be
win. Maybe win.
I mean, in order to win, you got to get nominated, Schefty.
Yeah, we just want someone from our family nominated. Hopefully her before me, but we'll see. Maybe one day.
Well, you have our vote, Adam. You've got our vote.
Yeah, well, I don't even need your vote, Chewy. I just want your nomination. That's all I want.
Adam, in all your years of infinite wisdom dealing with the NFL, how far apart do you think the Packers and Jordan Love are?
Well, here's the thing on those things. I think they come together quickly, usually. And so I think both sides are working to get it done. And my guess, again, will be that at some point before the regular season kicks off in Brazil, that they'll figure out a way to get a deal and an agreement done long term. That would be my guess. Now, that's not assured, and there's work to be done. I don't know that the two sides are overly close right now, but the deal could come together very quickly. It's not a difficult deal to do. It's just how you value him. But I do think that deal, they'll figure out both sides a way to get this done at some point in time here.
Adam, also with the NFL, they're testing out this preseason, according to a report yesterday, an optical tracking system for the line to gain rulings. What do you know about that? Because also in that report, I had no idea that they had this high-tech implemented, and they had it at MetLife and Hard Rock Stadium. Obviously, they weren't using it in games. I'm assuming they were just using it to test out. But what do you know about the high-tech and technology that they're going to try to help rule first downs this upcoming preseason?
Well, I got to be honest with you, Gabe. It's not what I do know about the technology that they're considering using. It's what I do know about the chain gang stuff that they have been using. We are in 2024. This is the National Football League, and there are games that are decided by where the referees are placing the ball and this chain gang that's marching onto the field to bring out this chain that they probably used in the 1950s to measure whether or not there's a first down. The sport has evolved an incredible amount. Our world has evolved an incredible amount, and we're still using chains to measure whether it's a first down or not. Are you kidding me? Like, really? That's where this is at? You can't figure out a digital way that is infinitely more accurate when some of these decisions help decide games, which help decide jobs, which help decide fortunes and legacies? Like, let's figure it out. Get it done.
Not to mention the gambling.
Not to mention the gambling. Right, exactly. Like, there's so many elements to this that are so significant. Look, we're talking about how many billions of dollars a year does the NFL do? Does the gaming industry do? How much money is involved? And we're relying on a chain gang to see whether or not there's a first down. Like, especially when the technology exists. Like, they have it, obviously. So it should be easy. This should have been done 10 years ago.
So this brings us to the next inevitability, in my opinion. So I think it's inevitable that this will happen in this upcoming season.
I want to cut you off and just say, we're going to see highlights and clips of games in about a decade. And you're going to see, like, somebody running onto the field to measure for a first, and you're like, what is that?
I mean, the note card highlight, that? Adam, the note card highlight, when they're bringing out to see if the note card is fitting between the ball and the end of the chain. That is going to live forever.
Exactly. Anyway, sorry to interrupt you, Jane. Can you continue on with your thoughts?
So I think this will be an inevitability. I find it highly unlikely that they will find something wrong with the technology, or that people will be so, because it happens so infrequently, first of all. Like, most of the first downs, it's very rare that you have the note card situation, or, you know, it's a matter of the game continuing or a team keeping the ball. But I digress. My point was going to be, how soon before you think that microchip that has been in the football for years, that they have not been able to implement to telling us where the ball is, right? They haven't been able to use it yet. How soon before you think that is a reality in the National Football League?
Well, again, I guess I come back to, I'm of the mind, and forgive me for giving the league too much of the benefit of the doubt, but that's just what I believe. I always believe that the league can do whatever it wants. So I always feel like if the league wants this technology figured out by the time this season rolls around, then the technology will be figured out by the time the season rolls around. Like, that's how I view the league. If they want something badly enough, they usually find a way to get it done. So maybe it's not this year because it's just got to be finalized and perfected. But if they want it and they've been working on it and it exists, what's holding it back?
Adam, we see it every year that a team is predicted to win five games. I mean, you could say that for the Packers last year. I think a lot of people had them at five or six games, and they wound up doing...
Not us. No, I can tell you, right?
Yeah, you guys nailed it. I'll give you credit. That's why you should be nominated. Just for that.
Exactly.
Alone. So,
don't want to win, just nominated. That's it.
And we saw it with Houston, too. No one thought Houston was going to have the year they had.
Right.
The reason I say that, could the Bears be that team this year? Could they be a threat to Green Bay this year in the division?
I think they could be, yeah. By the way, I mean, I know it was very rare what C.J. Stroud did last year. We don't ordinarily see rookie quarterbacks come on and play like that. But I think if you spoke to most front offices, most personnel people, they would tell you that Caleb Williams is more talented than C.J. Stroud. So if that isn't indeed the case, the potential would be there for Caleb Williams to have a great rookie year. And if he has a great rookie year, the way that some people think he's capable of, then the Bears would figure to also have a great year and therefore be a threat. And if Caleb Williams is what the Bears hope and what many people think, then yes, the Bears want to be great this year, and we want to see if the Bears can turn it around. But the fact of the matter is, for the next 12 to 15 years, they're going to be a threat in that division, formidable challenger to the Green Bay Packers. And it looks like, obviously, the Packers have found their guy in Jordan Love, the continuation of the Hall of Fame legacy of Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love. But they're going to have somebody that can be in any sort of gunslinging showdown with him if Caleb Williams is that. And, you know, if you've got the quarterback, and it looks like the Packers do, and the Bears have the chance to do, then you're set for a while. You are. And the Bears have the potential to be, and they had that number one pick. They used it on this guy. Like, the reports on this guy, as you know, I'm not telling anything you don't know. There are a lot of people who felt like this is the best quarterback prospect that we've seen, you know, since Andrew Luck. Now we'll find out whether or not that's right. Doesn't mean he turns out to be that. But if he is, then Chicago's going to be heard from till the year roughly 2039.
Oof. No, let's not even put that thought out into the universe, Adam. I'll pretend you didn't even say that. I got to know, Adam, was Scottie Scheffler on your fantasy team last week?
No, but, you know, that was unbelievable. I rarely have seen a situation like that. If he were on my team, I would have been sick. Like, I would have been, wow.
That's what I'm saying, man. If he was on your team, I can't imagine how locked in you would have been to Jeff Darlington's reporting on Friday.
Oh, I still was. It was one of the crazier stories. Like, and Jeff is my friend, and he's our NFL colleague. And I got to talk to him. I got to give him a call here. Like, I'm going to guess that he was with Scotty because he was just tracking him for a story that he was working on, and it just happened to happen.
No. He was literally just entering the facility, the Valhalla, at the same time.
Yeah, they were stuck in traffic.
Totally, oh, is that what it was?
It was totally coincidental.
Oh, how'd you know that, Jen?
She's got people.
People.
He said he was the second car. Yeah. The second car in line as it happened.
Adam, I respect you asking me that because people ask you that same question all the time. How do you know that, Adam? And you're like, I just do.
You just do. Well, I would just say that, you know, Jeff was in that spot, and I could tell you he's in our text chain of friends. You know, we have this text chain going that we call Mort Forever, and that morning it was going off at like 6:15, like, holy cow, this is unreal. I woke up, I'm like, what's going on? And, you know, the video of Jeff Darlington said, you know, or he I'm back, you know, I'm back. We want him to rename his fantasy team name, you know, to I'm back. You
know, or so guys, that'd be another good one from that.
Guys. Whatever was on that video. Yeah, exactly. It'd be one of those two, but he's going to have to rename his fancy team name for this upcoming season, I believe.
Is there any story that you ever reported on that like first comes to mind of, I can't believe I'm reporting on this. This is so crazy that this is happening.
Well, I mean, that's a look back, you know, over 35 years, and you're just thinking of the stories that stand out. I remember being in the Broncos media workroom when, you know, the announcement came that Magic Johnson had AIDS, which at that point in time was unbelievable. That was like mind-blowing at the time. You know, you couldn't believe that it was true. Kobe Bryant dying in the helicopter plane or whatever, the helicopter crash. We were on set at the Pro Bowl, something that I'll never forget. Those are tragic stories, Kobe especially. Magic was surreal. This was just bizarre, like just surreal in a different kind of way. Trying to think of other ones that would be, you know, I always tell these stories around this one guy, Chewy. Remember Clarence Kay, the Denver Broncos tight end?
Yeah.
Number 88. Sure. He was a great blocker.
Mm-hmm.
And he had been arrested multiple times, like all kinds of incidents. In today's day and age, he would have been suspended so many times, you know, he possibly would have been thrown out of the league. But it was always something. And we were at training camp one time. It was like the last day of training camp. And literally, we're outside the cafeteria. And we shake hands with Clarence. Hey, thanks for everything at camp. And he was arrested in Denver 45 minutes later when it was like 70. Like, how could he have possibly gotten up to Denver in record time and got arrested for whatever it was at that point? Like, it was unbelievable. And the story that I always tell, I told the other night, people loved it. It's probably a little profane, and hopefully everybody appreciates it. But they were playing the Raiders one time, and big game, and you know, players getting to the game 3 hours before the game, warming up. So it's 3 hours before the game. Most guys are there 2 hours before the game. Everyone's on the field. No sign of Clarence K. An hour before the game, no sign of Clarence K. 15 minutes before the game, everyone's gathered in the locker room. It's all quiet and solemn. Broncos head coach Dan Reeves looks very concerned. Clarence K's not there. And all of a sudden, in the corner of the locker room, the door opens, and very quietly, Clarence K walks into the room. And he just saunters over to his locker, nice and casual, rolls up his sleeves, takes off his watch, puts down his watch. And Dan Reeves walks over to Clarence and says, "Clarence, everything okay?" And Clarence says, "Dan, sometimes it's so good you just can't get up from it."
Adam, were you there? Adam, were you there? Were you there? Super Bowl 33. Adam.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Eugene Robinson.
You want a funny story about that? Oh my God. Mike Shanahan, the Broncos head coach. My phone rings 6:30 Sunday morning. I pick up. What's going on, Mike? Is it true? Is what true? Eugene Robin. Yeah, it's true, Mike. He's not playing today? No, I think he's playing, but he's not in jail or anything, but he's playing. He's like, oh my God, okay. And sure enough, right away they throw the pass to Rod Smith,
beats
Eugene
touchdown.
Robinson, touchdown. Yeah, like, you know, that day and age, that's pre-social media.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So even though it happened Saturday night, it doesn't get publicized till the morning paper arrives in the morning, or you're putting on ESPN, like, you know. It's a different time. So literally the head coach of the Broncos is calling me on 6:30 Super Bowl morning to see if this is true about Eugene Robinson. I'm like, yes, it is, Mike. He's like, thank you very much. Have a good day. See you after the game.
Adam, we love it when you come on and tell stories. And this was a great morning with you. Have a good one, sir. We appreciate you. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. We'll talk next Wednesday.
Happy Memorial Day weekend to you and yours as well.
Your total experience at the Island Resort and Casino includes two, that's right, two championship golf courses. Stay and play packages are available. Love the championship golf courses they have up there at the Island Resort and Casino. So book early to guarantee your choice dates. For complete information, all you need to do is visit islandresortgolf.com today.